If the father only owns right now 5 sloim, he doesn't have any more money. So for sure, who koydim libnoi? For sure then the father has to take care of himself first. He should be paid to himself first. My time, and what's the reason? Mitzvah de gufa yadifa. Of course, the mitzvah is upon you, upon your guf. That's more adif. Even though your father had a chiv upon you, but I call upon him right now that your father did not do it, you have a chiv to pray to yourself. And the mitzvah is a mitzvah in you, with you yourself to pray to yourself, so of course you come first. Keep pleading, where's the machlekes over here? It's like this. Hecho di'ika chomis mishubodim v'chomis b'nei chorin. You have true only $5 left. You have 5 shkolim left. But you have 5 shkolim mishubodim means that other people, you sold it already. Like you own the five shkolim, but you sold it, you gave it away, people took it. It's meshubit. So the law is like this: that Rabbi Yehuda holds milva dikshosiv v'atayra kiksuva b'shtar damya. The milva that it says in the Torah, it's like it's written in the shtar dami. Therefore, what you should do is bahani chomish, the $5 you have left right now, parak lebrei. For that, you're supposed to go ahead and be paid to your son. And the also koyin, then the koyin comes the Torah lechamish mishabodim l'diday. Now lemaisa, you yourself owe 5 shkolim for your own pidyon aben. Now you have mishabodim, you have money that people took away from you already. So if you hold that this choy for you to be paid to yourself is like it says in the shtar dummy, a milva that says in the Torah is gesuva b'shtar dummy. So you have a right to take it away from lekuchos, the people that bought your property. So therefore, the Kohen has a right to take their money from the Mishubadim. Rashi says, "Kesuv v'shtar dami opidyon atzmai haya mechuyev kodem sheshiv b'kakosav." Like before, you sold your property, you had the chayv upon yourself. Therefore, the yitrif has lekuchos. The Kohen will come and take the money away from the lekuchos, the people that bought your property. Hilkach, the $5 you have right now, go be paid to your son. And therefore, afterwards, the Kohen will come and take away the 5 from Mishubadim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. However, the Chum hold, the Mora says, Rabbanan Sar, the Rabbanan hold, Milveh Dechsiv Yeraisa, even though the Chiv upon the father to be paid to himself, says in the Torah, but still, Lav Kechsuv B'Shtar Damya, does not have the Chshiv, is not considered as if this loan was written down in the Shtar. Therefore, you cannot collect from Mishubadim. If you sold your property, now the Kohen wants to come and collect it, he cannot take it away from those people that bought it. So therefore, all you have left now is only $5, 5 shkolim. So therefore, hilkach mitzvah degufa yodif. Therefore, you're better off using these 5 shkolim to be paid to yourself, because you're supposed to take care of yourself first. A mitzvah is upon you on your guf, that comes first. Tana Rabban wrote the price like this. Liftoi says, b'noi v'lalis l'regel. Let's say you only have enough money for one of these two. What should you spend your money on? Should you spend the money to be paid to your ben? Or should you spend the money rather to go out of the regal? So Mishnah Gemara, the Brisa says, paid to benoi. First you're supposed to go ahead and be paid to your son, make a pidyon ben. And then you worry about going out of the regal. We have you, Dharma, who just says no. Out of the regal? No, first worry about having enough money, being able to go to out of the regal, go to Yerushalayim on Yom Tovim. Then you worry about getting a paycheck, getting money to be paid to your benoi. Shezu mitzvah veris, vezu mitzvah shein veris. The mitzvahs are the regular, it's only now. If you don't do it now, you're not going to have the mitzvah of the regular. If you don't do it now, you do it later. The mitzvah is always here. Tomorrow says, Bishlem the Rabbi Yehuda Kriyama Taima. I understand Rabbi Yehuda is very good. He explains himself very good. That pidyon aben you could do later on next month. Mashenkin, oil regal, if you don't go now, pay before, right before Pesach, to go to Yerushalayim, you're not going to be able to be oil regal. El Rabbonah Mai Tamayu. What's the reason of the Rabbonah? They say, rather spend the money on Pidyon Aben, and then worry about the oil regal. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Kol Bechor Bonecha Tipodeh. Like Mashma, first be paid to your son. For Hodar, then the Pasuk says, Lo Yiru Upon Arekam. Do not come up to the Beis Hamikdash, oil regal, empty without a korban. So Mashma, first you take care of Pidyon Aben, and then go to the other regal. Tana Rabbonin. Minayin, how do I know? Shem hoyu loy chamisha bonim. Mi chamish noshim. If this one man had 5 different wives, and from each one he had a son of Bechor, Shechayiv lifters kulum. There's a mitzvah upon him to be prayed to all 5 sons. All 5 of them are Bechorim. Talmud Rebbe, the Pasuk says, Kol Bechor b'necha tipodeh. For the more pshita, of course, like what are you telling me now? But Peter Rechem told the Rachmana, halacha of pidyon ben is told upon the first one that comes out of the mother's womb. So since you have five different wives, and by each wife this is the first one that came out of a womb, of course there's the mitzvah pidyon ben. Tomorrow says, no, now the time I would have thought to say, Nelo b'chor b'chor minachlo. Maybe I should learn out by the b'chor you have two halachas. It's halach of nachlo, he takes a pishnayim. Your firstborn inherits from you two portions. So maybe I would have thought to say, mal halen, just like by the halach of nachlo, that's how we say b'chor, the firstborn, gets two portions. There the halach is reishis oinoi. It's your first zera, your first son that you have. Even though you marry five different wives, and each wife is the first son, but it's only the first son that you have is the b'chor for nachlo. So maybe I would have thought to say, afkan reishis oinoi, maybe here by pidyon ben also, it's only the first son that you have. Even though it's the first son of your wife, your second, the third, or fourth wife, maybe there's no pidyon ben, k'mashmalon yes, that we don't learn out this from that, and therefore here the halacha is totally in peter rechem. If this is your wife, and this is the first son that she's having, the first son that she has, there's a mitzvah of pidyon ben on it. Then the bride says, l'lam de Torah, that there's a mitzvah upon the father to teach his son Torah. Minolon, how do we know this? The Chassid, the Pasuk says, v'limaratem oisam es b'nechem. You're supposed to push to teach your sons. It's a mitzvah upon the father to teach his son Torah. Ve'echad lo yagmar yavua, but if the father doesn't know how to learn, mechayiv ihu lemigru nashay. You should know then the father has a chiyiv to teach himself also. Like, don't think if you don't know how to learn, so you don't have to teach yourself. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, limaratem. You have to learn. Now, ihi minolon, Deloy mechayva. How do we know that the wife, the mother, is not mechuyah to teach her son Torah? The Chassid, because the Pasuk says, "V'limadetem suidashim v'limadetom." That means like this: Kol shemitzuva lilmoid. Whoever has the chiyuv himself to learn, like the father, min mitzuva lalamid. He has the mitzvah to teach his son. But kol sheinu mitzuva lilmoid, like a lady that doesn't have the chiyuv to learn Torah herself, ainu mitzuva lalamid. She doesn't have the chiyuv to teach her own son, even though her son is a man. The son has the chiyuv to learn Torah, but the mother does not have the chiyuv to teach her son. But v'iyu minolan deloy mechayva. How do we know that she herself does not have the chiyuv to learn Torah herself? Lemelef nafsha. How do we know she doesn't have the chiyuv to learn Torah herself? The pasuk says. Again, the Yehu, she, minolon, loy, mechayva, I don't know, she doesn't have to, chiyah to teach herself. The Siddha Post said, limaratem, limaratem. So, dash like this. Kol shacher, mitzuvah, lalamdoi. Anytime somebody else at the far has a chiyah to teach you, then mitzuvah, lumadasatzmoi. Like a son, a man has a chiyah to teach himself. But the kol shein, acher, mitzuvah, lalamdoi. Like the father does not have a chiyah to teach his daughter, is then mitzuvah, lalamdoi, nasatzmoi. Therefore, the daughter does not have the chiyah to teach herself. Now, uminayin, how do we know this? Shein acheru mitzuba lalamdo. How do we know that the father does not have a chiyah to teach his own daughter Torah? The Yomakro, the Pasuk says, v'limadetem oisam es b'nechem. That the father has a chiyah to teach his son. So he dashim v'loy b'neisechem. He does not have a chiyah to teach your daughter Torah. Now, since you don't have a chiyah to teach your daughter, therefore your daughter does not have a chiyah to teach herself. And since she doesn't have a chiyah to teach herself, therefore she does not have a chiyah to teach her son either. It's all the chiyuv upon the father. Turn around, bottom. Learn like this. Hu lilmoid ubnei lilmoid. Let's say you have a father and a son, and they both didn't learn yet. The father didn't learn Torah either yet. And the father wants to go to yeshiva to learn Torah. But he can't afford that he should go learn Torah. He won't have money then to teach his son. So who comes first? So hu kaidim libnoi. He, the father, comes first. The father wants to go to yeshiva. The father has the right to say, I'm going to yeshiva now. I won't have money to teach my son. What can I do? You have to take care of yourself first. Who kaid libnoi? Rabbi Yehuda says, though, in benoi zoris umamulach, v'tamudim iskayim v'yodoi, if you have a tremendous son that learns very well and understands and it takes it all in, then benoi kaidmoi. Then it's a svara the son should come first. And you'll gain more out of teaching your son Torah than teaching yourself Torah, if you have a special son. Verse says, Kiho de Rabbi Yaakov, Rei de Rabbi Acher by Yaakov. Like it once happened to Rabbi Yaakov, the son of Rabbi Acher by Yaakov. Shadra Yavu Lekaim de Abaya. That the father sent the son to Abaya to learn Torah. Ki yoso, when the father came there, when the son came home, chazid lehevi mechadad and shmatatei. When the son came home for vacation, the father saw that the son wasn't learning so good. Omelet, the father said, listen, no adifu minoch, I can learn better than you. So tuvat, you sit home now, you take care of business. The yezla, no, let me go learn better. Since the rai here, that the father is, the first the father sent the son because he thought the son was great. But now that he saw the son is not learning so good, so the father said, you stay home and let me go learn. Shomer Abaye, so Abaye heard what was going on here, took a heavy osi, that he was coming. Is heavy ahu mazika be'rabonim, in the Abaye. In Abaye's base of medicine, in Abaye's shul, there was a mazik there, a shade that was there. Took a heavy ayil betrain, afilu b'yamama, heavy miski. When two talmidim used to come in, even by daytime, the mazik would bother them. So Abaye wanted to do something to get this mazik out of his yeshiva. The bochum will stop coming. Oh, Malus, he said like this. Abaye told everybody, Loi teisav le inish ushpiza. When this rabacha comes to our town of this big tzaddik, nobody give him a place to sleep. Efsha de mischarish nisa. In other words, I want him to have to sleep in the shul. He'll have to sleep in my yeshiva. And if he sleeps there at night time, and this will happen, he'll be able to kill out this mazik. Is oil what has what happened? Bas bohu berabonin. So nobody invited him into his house. He slept over in the yeshiva that night. Idmele kitanino de shivarish vosa. This mazik appeared to him like a tanino, like a snake that has seven heads to it. Like a dragon with seven heads. That's the way this mazik appeared to Shabacha. Called Kriya de Kriya, every time he bent down, means, Rashi says, Ravach, every time Ravach was bowing down to Davin, to Hashem, so every time he bowed down to Davin, Nosachad Resha, one head fell off. Kitz, at the end, the whole dragon died and was taken away. So Kitz, Ravach killed out this mazik. Omanu Lamacha, tomorrow, when Ravach met Abaya, he told Abaya, Ilo Yisrochesh Nisa Sach Nisa, like, what did you do to me? If it wasn't for the nest that happened last night, that I was able to kill out the seven-headed dragon, I would have had a sakana. If I said that Abaye wasn't afraid, that Abaye knew that that's the only way he can get this dragon out of his yeshiva, so merely let Ramacha come and kill him. Tana Rabbon, Lil Moy Torah V'Lis Isha. If a person has to learn Torah to marry a wife, what should he do? He's like 20 years old now, we didn't learn enough yet, so what should he do? Yilma Torah. Maybe before his 20, he says, when he's younger. He's 18, 16. So he should learn Torah first, then let him get married. If he should bothers him, no, he has a tithe, he wants to get married, he can't go without being married. Then he has a right to get married first, and then let him learn Torah. Halacha, what's the halacha though? Noise isha, a person should learn to marry a wife first. In other words, you should not have bad machshavas, don't think about znus. First get married, take away your tithes. Then you'll be able to learn Torah, but Tyro Kedusha. So that's the good way. Rabbi Yechon Amano, Rechayim Betzavora V'Yasek Batera. Rechayim means you have a millstone around your neck, and you learn Torah. Now, if you're married, to take care of your wife is a hard job. So how could you learn Torah when you have to take care of your wife? It's impossible. So therefore, how could you tell me to get married first, then learn Torah? You can have a millstone upon your head to take care of. Zemara says, "V'loy pligas no machlekes, holon v'olhu." Rashi says, "B'nei Bavel, the people that lived in Bavel, ha'yehochin v'garsim mishnayis hatznoyim v'eretz Yisrael. The people in Bavel, after the chasna, used to leave their wife back home in Bavel, and they went to Eretz Yisrael and learned there. Ha'meteruv shalaimdim chutzlem kaimem ein tzarchi abayis matelim olav. So therefore, nois isha. Therefore, they should first get married." And therefore they won't belay hero. They'll be able to learn Torah, the Torah Kedusha. They won't have any Hirurim Royim. And they'll be able to leave house right away and go learn in Yerushalayim. But the people that get married in Eretz Yisrael, there they learn, there they have to go home with their wife every night. So they're not too much busy, they won't be able to learn Torah. So that's what it is. If you have a wife that should let you go away to learn Torah, then you can get married first and then learn Torah. If you don't have that, then you're supposed to learn Torah first and then get married. But every case is special. Every case is different. Just was brought down the lochris though that if somebody is learning shtak, is learning well, and he'd rather continue learning than get married right now, he has the right to wait a little bit to get married a little bit later. Now the Gemara says, Mishtabach le Rav Chizda le Rav Huna v'de Rav Hamnuna. that Rav Chisda was praising in front of Rav Huna, Rav Hamnuna. And he's saying, the Odom Godel, that was a great person. So Rav Chisda is telling Rav Huna that Rav Hamnuna is a great person. So Amalei, so Rav Huna said, Kishayavu liyodcha, Rav Huna said back to Rav Chisda, that when Rav Hamnuna comes to you, have Yuhu liyodi, bring him to me, let me speak to him. So Kiyosa, when Rav Hamnuna came, so they brought him to Rav Huna. His chazya de leipora sudra, he saw that his head, like, was not covered, not wrapped around with a talus. That was a minig by the Nesuim, people that were married went like that. So Amalei, so Rav Huna said to Rav Hamnuna, my time of leipora sudra, how come you don't have a hat, like, wrapped around your head? Amalei, so Rav Hamnuna answered back, the leina sivna, I'm not married yet. So ahadre liyape minei, so Rav Huna turned away his head from him. He didn't want to talk to him anymore. And his Amalei said to him, Chazisi teloichoseslu liyape adenasvis, I don't want to talk to you until you get married first. And the Mora says that Rav Huna l'taymer, Rav Huna goes according to his tam. The Yom, the Rav Huna says, Ben esrim shonav loinosa isha, if a person is 20 years old already and he didn't get married yet, is kol yomav bavera, the rest of his life he's going to be in an avera. That means an avera, posh, means thinking about znus. So Mora asked the kasha, bavera slagodaita, does it really mean he's going to do znus, he's going to do averas? Eleima rather say, kol yomav bihiru avera, the rest of his life is going to be behiru avera, thinking about averas. Omar, so therefore Rav Huna holds, you should get married when you're still young and not wait. Omar Rav, Rav says, v'chein, tona de v'rabi Shmuel. We learned in the very Shmuel also like this, that ad chav shon until 20 years old, yeshiva kodesh baruch hu metzap li yodem mosa yis isha. Until a person is 20 years old, the kodesh baruch hu waits and hopes that this person should get married. Kiva and shegiyachov, when he becomes 20 years old already, v'loi nosin, they didn't get married yet, oi ma tipach atzmaisov. Then like a kodesh baruch hu says, like he should bust his bones. In other words, like Hashem gets angry why he's not married yet. Tzumura says, Omer Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said, the reason why I am better than my chaverim, the reason why I can learn better and understand better than my chaverim, he said, the nesivna b'shisasar, because I got married when I was 16 years old. If I would have got married when I was 14 years old,